Morning, Brooke.
Morning, Fred. How you doing?
I'm doing great. How about you?
Doing all right.
All right. Very good. Let's get started with the cover story, as we always do. And this may be of interest to some folks. The home security business, this is often dominated by local companies, but your cover story says that a big national player in cable television and also now in internet is getting into home security.
I guess they figure since they're in your home already, why not offer this service?
Yeah.
But it's Xfinity, Xfinity Comcast, and they're offering a new product that they call Xfinity Home. And it's a home security, product, but also it also does things like you can adjust your thermostats digitally. You can turn lights on or off from wherever you're at. You can do streaming, live streaming video and all that sort of stuff.
The home of the future, yeah.
Exactly, the home of the future. And, I guess, this thing has been coming for a while. They've been talking about it. And, they say that, like they said, like they're already in your home, so why not provide this service as well? And something they've released last week nationwide, I do believe. And, they say that it, here's a quote, leverages the power and flexibility of our fiber optic broadband network. So there you go.
Yeah. and it also makes you wonder, we certainly see with banks who offer an extra promotion for you to do a direct deposit or some other kind of automatic thing. It makes you wonder if part of the strategy here is the continuation, the expansion of the bundling of services makes you less likely to shop around and go with another provider, because it's a huge headache to do that, because now you've not only got cable TV and internet, you've got home security, etc. I mean, you have to wonder if this is part of the marketing idea.
Yeah, I really do think so. It's, the one-stop shop type of deal. And I did talk to local services here in town, several of them. And, they obviously, there's a couple here in town that are locally owned and started here, Las Cruces alarm places. And, they say that their argument is that what you might miss with a big company is sort of that personal service. Like, I was able to call up and get the owner on the phone in just a matter of minutes at one of them. And, he said sometimes he goes on calls and answers calls and everything. So, their argument is that you might miss that sort of personal service with a big corporation.
Okay. Well, speaking of personal service, your profile this week is a business that I wonder if this is a trend. Someone who, for a business, they are performing errands.
Wow, that was a great segue, too, I must say. And no wonder you approved it.
It wasn't planned either. How about that?
Quick on your feet, I'll give you that. Yeah, very interesting. We've seen several kind of these businesses crop up here in town, an errands type service. And this guy's name is John Helms. He used to own a grocery store a number of years ago in Albuquerque. He's also worked in real estate. He's 61 years old. And while he was working in the grocery store, he always noticed this guy every day was pushing like three carts and reading from clipboards. And he always wondered what that guy was up to. So he asked him, and the guy was grocery shopping for other people. It was like his job. So that always was a kernel of an idea that stuck in Mr. Helms' head. And now down here in Las Cruces, he started Errands Plus. LC, it's a self-run business, and he does other people's errands. He does a lot of them. Interestingly enough, he's not much of a shopper, even though that was sort of what got him thinking about the idea. But he said he does just about anything that's legal and safe. He does do grocery shopping and pickups and deliveries, and he'll take car for repairs, water plants. He does house sitting, pet sitting, check on elderly relatives, just about anything you can think of. Like I said, as long as it's legal and safe.
Interesting.
He'll do, yeah.
And I guess it's working out for him, is what you're telling me.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
That is fascinating.
I guess, it's sort of old-fashioned type service, too. Back in the day, sometimes you used to be able to have groceries delivered to your house and that sort of stuff. And
yeah,
it's harder to find that kind of stuff. And here's someone who'll do just about anything for you. He bills by the hour or by the mile, depending on what's going on. And we'll go out and do that. So it's a very interesting business. And the whole family's involved, his wife, his eldest son. They all run errands, too, and step in and help out.
So now, as I think about this, there's probably a lot of people listening thinking that they really can put a value on their work when they have to do errands for the family, right?
Right.
Yeah, we deserve some credit, those of us in families who do errands.
We just did X number of dollars worth of work for you.
Exactly, exactly. All right. Well, moving on, what's new this week? And an update that folks have been waiting for. They've seen the construction begin. When is Dunkin' Donuts coming? This is the big question in Las Cruces.
I know.
Right,
that's
now
what I get asked all the time.
I bet you do.
Dunkin' Donuts going to come. I get emails. I get phone calls. Well, I spoke with their people. First off, I spoke with somebody down at one of the El Paso stores, and they told me that they're hearing early July. And then I finally spoke with a gentleman for Sizzling Platter, which is a company out of Utah, and they're the ones who are putting this Dunkin' Donuts in. They do Little Caesars and some Dunkin' Donuts, and they're the ones who did the ones in El Paso too, and he said midsummer. So early July, midsummer, that's sort of the idea right now. No official opening date yet, but it's on its way, that's for sure. Mm-hmm. And if people aren't sure where that is, it's on North Main Street, in the plaza where there's an Albertsons, and they're sort of right in front of the UPS store, right between Subway, and there's a Taco Bell up there, and that sort of stuff. So that's where they're going to be. So they're going to employ at least 30 workers and have a drive-through. And he said the interior is going to be the latest and greatest interior look that Dunkin' Donuts offers. So he was not sure if they would be open 24 hours or not. He said he didn't know about that yet.
Okay.
Down in Mesilla, well, it's not technically Mesilla. I think it's technically still in Las Cruces, but the Mercado de Mesilla on Calle de Mercado, where Lorenzo's de Mesilla used to be located, a new restaurant's going to go in there. It's called Arabella's, and they're going to serve Cuban, Italian, and Spanish food, from what I understand.
Interesting mix.
Yeah, it sure is. And that'll be nice to have that space up and running again. You know, a lot of people were disappointed to see Lorenzo's de Mesilla go, but, you know, we still have another Lorenzo's Pan Am up on University. It's a pretty good place. And then now we'll have a Cuban place, Arabella's.
All right.
Not just Cuban, but. And also Vescovo Toyota, used to be Toyota Las Cruces. George Vescovo, who's the son of founder Paul, has taken over the business, and they're having a grand reopening this week. So.
Okay.
Yeah.
In the Babbling Brook this week, you are stepping into some serious controversy in our final minute. You'll be glad you only have a minute.
Yeah, really. Well, you know, where I was growing up, you know, in the hills of Pennsylvania, the worst thing you could say about somebody was that he or she was lazy. Mm. That was a horrible label.
Oh, yeah.
But there's some studies coming out now that, and one specifically I looked at about exercise, how it might be in people's genes, their motivation to exercise, to get up off the couch and go. Now, I'm not excusing lazy behavior necessarily, but there could be more to it than we realize. And I just sort of took a look at what's that have to do with workers on the job. You know, some workers sort of have that lazy aura to them, and others are really, really kicking after it. And maybe you approach people in a whole different way. You know, maybe you have somebody who seems to be of good heart and trying hard, but they're just not getting it done. Maybe it's in their genes.
Ooh.
How about that?
Wow. Read more in today's Las Cruces Sun News. I have a feeling a few more papers will sell today with that controversy. And he is Brooke Stockburger, the business editor at the Sun News, joining us every Monday. Brooke, thanks for being here.
Thank you, Fred.